Good morning. How's everyone doing? Good to see you all. It's almost Christmas, right? Are you all joyful? We should be joyful. This is the Sunday of great joy. So I want you to look behind you at the Advent wreath. And what do you see on the Advent wreath? How many candles are lit this morning? Vince,
two
candles are lit. Come over here, Vince. Come and see me. How many candles are lit, Vince?
Three.
Very good. Very good. You're a mathematician, aren't you?
Oh,
you didn't see that one back there. I understand. So there's three candles lit, and the one candle that's lit is what color? Yeah, someone may say pink, but it's actually rose. It's actually a rose candle. And that candle, that rose candle, shows us that this is the Sunday of great joy. Gaudete is the Latin word for it. It's a Sunday of great joy. Now, I know that it's hard to be joyful sometimes because there's many problems in many areas of life. Maybe some of you have been having problems. Now, we're suffering through this pandemic right now, and it's causing all kinds of problems for us, right? So why would we want to be rejoicing at a time like this? Well, there's a reason for it. So if you could all look at the Advent wreath again, and what do you notice about the Advent wreath? What color is it? What color is this? It's green. Green is a color in the church that denotes teaching or eternal life. And it's in a circle, isn't it? What does a circle tell you? A circle is something that never ends, right? So the green, eternal life that never ends. This is what this represents for us. The green represents eternal life that has been given to us freely, and that eternal life will never, ever end. That's why we rejoice. We rejoice because we know that we have been saved. Now, I want you to look at one final thing. Look here at the pyramid. Some of you may not be able to see it, so I'll pull it out and turn it a little bit. Can you see the color that's right here? Yeah, that's supposed to be red, but for our purpose, it's what color?
Rose.
Rose, very good. Ryder's been listening. Ryder, you always listen, don't you? Yeah, very good. So, Ryder's been listening. It's rose. It's a sign of joy for us, but what's on the outside? What is this over here? Ryder? Crown of thorns. A crown of thorns, you're right. It's a crown of thorns. Why would we want to rejoice in Jesus' death? Why would we rejoice at the death of anyone? Now, I know that it's hard. It's hard saying goodbye to a loved one. It's hard saying or even thinking that Jesus died. But what did he do on the third day? He rose from the dead. Jesus rose from the dead. Therefore, he guaranteed all of us that our loved one who has died, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, whoever it may be, that we will see them again because Jesus rose on the third day. And then when he comes for us, they will rise on the third day, and we will too. That gives us great joy in the church. This is a time in the church to show great joy. As Isaiah writes, I rejoice greatly in the Lord. I rejoice greatly in the Lord. This is a day of great rejoicing because of what Jesus has done for you. That's right. What Jesus has done for you and for everyone looking at you. So we should always remember, in the Lord there's always joy, because we know that even in this life there will be suffering and there will be sadness, but it's just for a short time, because the Advent wreath reminds us that we have eternal life, and that eternal life will never, ever end because of what Jesus has done for us at the cross, what he has done here for all of us. Let's fold our hands and let's close our eyes and bow our heads and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for allowing us, O Lord, to hear the word of truth. And in hearing the word of truth, O Lord, in hearing your holy gospel, we hear what you have done for us, that you have come and died for us, that you rose on the third day, and that you ascended into heaven. And that in this season of Christmas, we are remembering, O Lord, that you have come, born of a virgin, born as a baby. But, O Lord, we know that you were born and destined to die, and that in your death, that gives us great joy. For we know that in your death, death has been defeated, and we have been given life, and life abundantly. Lord Jesus, thank you for all that you have done for me, and thank you that you, for all that you have done for all of my family, all of my family here, and all of my family who is now resting in you. Lord Jesus, we pray this in your holy name. And all the children said,